Live show, Bella.
Helka, welcome. We need to talk with Nick B. Great time to enter. Great time to enter. We have the ball rolling here on a topic. Welcome to the program. Let me get you up on the panel. You don't have to talk or nothing, but let me just get you up on the panel. Let me get this nigga up on the panel real quick. He is a poetic soul. He's been through the ringer of life and has came back a victor. There's nothing that has been able to stop him this far, and his wisdom is next level. Let's welcome the great and powerful Nick B.
Nick B, as you know, I'm shadow banned, but I'm not, I'm a little disappointed in it, but I'm not,
it's not a game changer. It's not a deal breaker. As far as podcasting goes, I think I need to step it up, but I've been going through a lot, moving this and that, crazy bunch of shit. So I give myself a pass. I'll give myself a bit of a pass, but that pass is about up. So now it's time to get focused. It's time to reorient the mind. Welcome, Lou Rock.
Welcome, Lou Rock.
Lou Rock, welcome into the program. Welcome into the program. Today, we're going to be getting into some graphic. We're getting into a graphic topic. Viewer discretion is advised, folks. Viewer discretion is advised. This is your main man, Rico Rocks, coming at you live, ladies and gentlemen. So I have been looking to this morning particularly. The bulletin board of the day is human sacrifice, ladies and gentlemen. Human sacrifice. Now, you may be asking yourself, what context of human sacrifice does Rico Rock speak of? The context is death and what that means to anything. For example, yes, it's very graphic. Sacrificing humans is a bit graphic to some. So as far as that goes, I was using my train of thought, but the human sacrifice. If you think about the energy of a human, if you think you want to look at, okay, ghost, that's what I was thinking. So ghost, that would, let's take a quick, before, as a preface to this conversation, just to really focus in, think about ghost. Think about a ghost. Some people see paranormal activity all the time. Some people have said they could see spirits, they talk to the dead. You have mediums. You have so many people who, stuff like this. Some people, not so much. Myself, Rico Rocks, I have not had a paranormal experience that I would classify as a paranormal. I've had a lot of very interesting experiences, very, I would say, holy, but I would not say I've seen a ghost experience, like something you see in a horror movie where they're riding on the window or the mirror in the bathroom, dead, leave now, with blood, and some crazy horror movie where you, what's that, like that hotel room where you never leave the hotel room, and every time you leave the hotel room door, you're on the same floor, and every time you try to escape, you just return, some crazy paranormal shit, right? And the reason I just bring that up is because I'm lubricating your guys' mind to think about what afterlife could possibly be. So human sacrifice, guys. Now this is such an interesting topic, man, because I fully believe that human sacrifice rituals are still a big thing, but they just change the face. They just, the makeup on it, they just switch the clothes, but behind the mask, it is just big human sacrifice rituals. Now, if you think about this, now I'm getting a bit ahead of myself here, so maybe I should calm down here, but let's get back to the human sacrifice before I really blow your minds with the modern day contemporary human sacrifice. Because we're going to get into contemporary, which just is another word for modern, which is another word for present day sacrifice. But the thing about, I keep getting into the future. Let me go back to the past first. Human sacrifice, guys,
is something that I stumbled upon recently. And I thought, how fascinating is that? Thousands. I am of Aztec or Mayan descent. I don't know which one particularly. I'm not a historian of my own. I'm not a, what do they call, what's the term I'm looking for? Ancestry. I'm not an ancestry guy. It's not my expertise is in ancestry. I'm more of a, let's say, tactician. So I don't know my true ancestry, but I'm Mexican, okay? My dad was born in Mexico. I have brown skin. My blood is South American, Mexican, whatever you want to call that. Is that technically South America? I think it's South America. Is it Mexico part of South America or North America? It's in between. It's Central America. I'm Central American descent. So it really touches home for me. I think it really touches home for me here in that sense. I'm not a nationalist. As far as that goes, I'm more of an American. I'm more of an American patriot. I stand for the red, white, and blue. I love the experiment that America is. I love the democracy. But my father was an illegal. So if I were to look back at my lineage, I come from human sacrificers. I must be here today because my bloodline was a part of the powerful sacrifices. Now, that's just something random, but even if I wasn't part of that, I think it's fascinating that I happen to be, but I don't think it's important for this conversation. I just think it's fascinating. Like, well, I guess there's one thing that's cool about my heritage. Shit, we fucking did human sacrifices, but I really don't give a fuck about my connection to it. I'm more interested in just the topic itself. So, human sacrifices, guys. Human fucking sacrifices, guys. That is, it's a really interesting thing because today we value life. We put such a value on longevity nowadays. People want to live a full and happy life. That's what we really want to do. We just want to live to be as old as we could possibly be and see our children grow. And when we have children, I'm generalizing, of course, but when we have children, we want to see them live long and happy lives. I think in today's day and age, it's safe to say, generally speaking, that the idea of human sacrifice is disgusting to the contemporary man. Like, why would you kill your own child, bro? What the hell? Never that. But let's think about it. Now, this is why I find it interesting, because in the past, the world is built on sacrifice. Sacrifice. Whether it be from the Europeans, whether you even take it back to the Bible, the wars, war, sacrificing your son in war, these man-made wars that are really bullshit, but we all give them a justification. And when I say we, I mean we, the human race, since the dawn of time. You want to talk about the Israelites and the G, I'm talking biblical wars, the King David wars. I think one of the stories in the Bible is King David was having enough, or was it one of the kings? Was having an affair with a woman whose husband was at war and he got her pregnant. So he got the husband killed so that way he could marry her quick before anyone realized she was pregnant. So it's just a big sacrifice game. And so I want to dive into this concept of human sacrifice, okay? So I kind of opened up the topic here. See, and there's also temples. There was sacrificial temples in the past to sacrifice people to the gods. Sacrifice people to the gods. And it's almost like the contemporary version of that is, if anybody can remember the suicide bombers, a sacrifice, a suicide bomber. Oh, you want to take it to the Middle East? You say, oh, kill yourself and you will be given 1,000 virgins. You sacrifice it and you will be rewarded in the afterlife. This is a big concept of sacrifice. And this is, I think, the big flaw in sacrifice. And I think this is why I want to talk about it, because if it seeps into our current world, which it has, in my opinion, which it completely is running our world, but you will never notice that our world is being ran on a sacrifice market model. Unless you actually open your eyes to it. If you ignore it, you'll never see it. But if you were to actually look at what is going on with leaders, controllers, and governments,
Hello, Queen Bella Forever. Welcome to this beautiful topic today. Welcome to another beautiful episode of Social Symbolism. We're getting really, really heavy today. So if you'd like to join the panel in a moment, I would love to hear your opinions. But the topic of the morning, human sacrifice. Now, that in itself is one topic, but now I'm actually bringing it into a philosophical sense to our contemporary self as humans. And this is what's making it going to make it very dark. But I pose the idea. I pose the idea because it's important. It's important for us to open our eyes. It's very important for us to open our eyes to all the potential, all the possibilities, and weed out the, and just take a broad look, folks. We are in the age of technology. We are in the age of communication. We are in the age of beauty and resiliency. But how, as a human, how have we overlooked history? And not just history, but obvious history. And not only obvious history, but the remake of it and the implementation of it now. It is so obvious once I explain to you why it's so obvious. But let's think about this. So human sacrifice from the dawn of time is pretty, it seems pretty gruesome in the past, but I don't see, if you actually see our current selves, it's not much different. They take the young and they take the impressionable, and they convince them that a cause is worth being sacrificed for. Now, not only that, that's half of the coin. The other half is forced sacrifice. The other half is willing sacrifice. Half of the world says, hell no, I don't want nothing to do with that. Don't sacrifice me for nothing. Don't sacrifice me for shit. I don't want nothing to do. And those people get forced. The other half of the world says, I will gladly die for that. I will, please sacrifice me for that. Please send me to heaven. Please. The other half of the world is begging to be sacrificed. Queen Bella Forever? Don't you ever do that to me, please. But in any case, folks, so I stumbled upon this human sacrifice of past. And this is a fascinating thing. So I stumbled upon some research, I've stumbled upon some stories of past sacrifices, mass. I'm talking mass. And now this is what really intrigued me, is this concept of mass. Not just one person, not just sacrifice the virgin, sacrifice the lamb. No, I'm talking sacrifice everybody, except for the ones who get left, the non-sacrificed. Now, on the outside looking in, you could say, oh, maybe it was just a past culture of people who were like, hey, sacrifice me, and it's good. But I think it's deception, folks. I think, now I could be wrong, now I'm speculating, but I feel and think that it's a lot of manipulation, that a lot of people in the past were either forced sacrifice, or they just said, it's going to happen, so just you might as well accept it. So just be a good little sacrifice. And the other half was like convinced. They were convinced that it was the thing to do. So please sacrifice me to the god. Sacrifice me to Odin. Sacrifice me to whatever Aztec god. And I really want to get into it. This is going to be a first look into this. I'm going to do much more research and we'll definitely have to have another episode. But just as far as an introduction episode, I think this will be an introduction to human sacrifice episode. It's fascinating, folks. I don't know if any listener is aware of how heavy human sacrifice is in our past. And I'm not even really sure, but the more I'm hearing about it, the more I hear about past. And when I say past, I mean 200, 300, 400, 500. I'm not talking a million years ago. I'm not talking about the dinosaurs. I'm not talking about cavemen. I'm talking about 2,000 years ago and beyond. So like 2,000 years to us. I'm not talking 20,000 years. I'm talking, because sometimes people get lost in old history where it's like 50, 70,000 years ago, 2 million years ago, and that starts getting a little hazy. But even in our recent history, in our recent 2,000-year history, the human sacrifice culture, ladies and gentlemen. And now, I don't know if you guys have been thinking about this in your own lives, but I know for a fact everybody listening to this audio, anybody in the world that ever hears this audio has been at least thought of death. I know that is a fact.
I will bet my life that everybody listening to this has thought of death at least. Even if they don't think of sacrifice, I know they've thought of mortality. Mortality is not a new concept, folks. Mortality, I'm not the first one to bring up mortality to anybody. We've all know about mortality. We all know our time is running out. We all know it, and we're all trying to figure out what it means. We're trying to figure out what that means. What does that mean to have time that runs out? So and with that being said, that's why human sacrifice is such an interesting topic to get into. Because if you think about it that way, doesn't it seem crazy? If we're sitting here, everybody listening to this is trying to prolong our lives, live a long, full life, wouldn't it seem great, like weird, almost counterintuitive, you could say, to rush that process, to say, you know what, he's a young 30-year-old man with his whole life ahead of him, let's go ahead and sacrifice him. If I said that, you'd be like, Rico Rocks is going crazy, somebody put him in a padded cell, he's talking about sacrificing young, healthy humans for the sake of it, for fun. But guess what? That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking that we are built. Human civilization as we know it is built on sacrificing young, healthy people. Now, you could say that's just, it's nothing, but I think there's something there. I think if we could connect this puzzle piece, it will open our eyes to what is the strings of the puppeteers, call them the government, call them the media, call them the rich, call them whatever. I think there is a bit of human sacrifice happening here. Now, with that being said, there would have to be, like I mentioned earlier, there's two types of human sacrifice, ladies and gentlemen, in the past and in the present. Half the world doesn't want to be sacrificed, and half of the world convinced wants to be sacrificed. Half the world, I'll repeat it again. Yeah, it got a little too deep for some, but I'm fascinated, so I'm going to keep rambling here. I feel that in the past, half the world resisted sacrifice and half the world were convinced that it was the thing to do. So let's take a quick pause to listen to an audio, and then I'll go ahead and continue. But I'm very fascinated with this concept of human sacrifice. So bear with me. So yes, human sacrifice is killing people. It's straight killing people. That's what human sacrifice is. I should have gotten to that sooner before I went too deep into my soapbox. What is a human sacrifice, Rico? Human sacrifice is killing. Human sacrifice is death. That's what human sacrifice is. For a cause. Death, even if it's not for a good cause, not even if it's for a bad cause, but a cause. Death for death's sake. Even if it's just death for death's sake. You say, hey, we need less people. Let's sacrifice him. Because saying sacrifice sounds better than saying let's exterminate. Let's kill him. Sacrifice is kind of like a nice little bow on it. That's like saying, I didn't beat my wife. It was tough love. Something like this. It's like, oh, I don't beat my kids. I'm disciplining them. To the parent, to the father who beats his kids every night. And it's like, oh, I never beat my kids. I just spanked them. But really, they're sitting there beating their kids. Sacrifice is just a fancy word to say, I killed somebody. I fucking murdered somebody. But I don't know. I don't know which side to be on. I don't want to condemn sacrifice. I'm not here to judge too deeply at this point. I'm not here to judge. I'm here to research. First, I'm here to figure it out. Now, if human sacrifice at the end of all this research turns out to be the thing, it turns out to be the holy, righteous, logical, natural path, so be it. If it turns out this is the path to heaven and God, so be it. But on the other hand, if it's deception and control and pure evil, well, then hell. It's very important that we figure it out now before we become human sacrifices, whether we want to or not. Like I mentioned, half the world doesn't want to be sacrificed, and half the world has been convinced that it is the thing to do. So either way, you're going to fall into one of those two categories. And at the end of the day, you fall into one category, the sacrificed. Whether you want to or not, or whether you think it's the thing to do, you're still going to be sacrificed. So we need to figure out who's doing the sacrificing, why they're doing the sacrificing of the humans, and is it just? Is it worth it?
So yeah, so let me put on a little audio here for a second. Then I have Lou Rock getting metaphysical with me here in chat. For anybody who doesn't know, I'm broadcasting on Podbean, and I have one of my great listeners in chat says, "The worst sacrifice is losing your soul on the journey." Now that is now he's bringing into a metaphysical state, but I agree, and I agree with that. I 100% agree. But what we're talking about, Lou Rock, is the physical sacrifice. We'll get on the spiritual sacrifice next time. Because I do think it's very important as well. Why be alive if you're just soulless? You've already. But I think what's worse than that is actually killing the motherfucker. Because if you kill somebody before they even have a chance to have a soul, then you're taking that chance away. So I think you're a bit of a you're an episode ahead of us, Lou Rock. Because first I want to figure out what human sacrifice is, and then we could talk about if you don't get sacrificed, how you can maintain your soul. But no, Lou Rock. Between us, I think I felt this way for a long time, but now I really am getting passionate about the dialoguing with it. Yeah, don't pull out, bro. We don't believe in pulling out. We don't believe in pulling out on this show. We never pull out on this show. But in any case, folks, in all seriousness, all jokes aside, if you look at NBA, if you look at NFL, if you look at war, if you look at food industry, if you look at pharmaceuticals, if you look at government, if you look at so many fucking things, those are the pretty much the big ones though. It is human sacrifice, ladies and gentlemen, at its finest. They have really refined the process here, because now they're not just back in the past, a hundred into sacrifice in the hundreds of thousands was the elite. If you were able to sacrifice 100,000 motherfuckers, you were the G, you were OG. Top tier sacrificing society. If you can stack up 100,000 in 100 years, like wow, that's my. But what gives me some pause is I feel that we're in line for a billion. I think this is our current sacrificers, you could say, are trying to break the record. They're like, dang, though, 1,000 years ago they sacrificed 100,000 and they thought they were cool. Hold my beer. Hold my fucking beer. I'm about to sacrifice a billion. And that's fine. I'm not going to tell them not to do that. Like, who am I to say not to continue your mass sacrifice? I can't say that. But what I can do is acknowledge it and pick it apart while it's happening, ladies and gentlemen. Man, this is getting really freaking dark. The more you want to sacrifice, that means the more you have to populate. That if you want to break the record for sacrifice, first you have to birth the humans. So that way you can sacrifice them again. Like, everybody is very competitive. If let's say your buddy fucked 10 girls, you want to fuck 20 girls. But let's say there's only 15 girls on the planet. How can you ever beat him? You can't. If there's only 15 women on Earth and your buddy fucked 10 of them, and you say, oh, I fucked 11. And then he said, oh, I fucked 12 of them. And then all of a sudden you're like, I fucked 13. And the last two were like, shit, we're lesbian, but fuck it. They're going to fuck us. And then one guy fucks off 15. Well, then what? How is the guy supposed to beat that? How is his friend supposed to say, I fucked 16 when there's not 16 girls? Well, we better have more kids so that way I could fuck another one. Right now, I was always curious on why there was so much humans on Earth at the current point. We went from a million people to 10 million people, to a billion people. It gets rid of that, guys. I'm bringing concepts that are mind-shattering right now. We're being set up, folks. We are being set up for the biggest human sacrifice in history, as far as we know. Now, if you don't mind, if you just are you happy to be a piece of shit sacrifice? Good for you. Now, if you listening, want an autonomy from that, If you want to break the cycle of mass sacrifice, that's also admirable. But let's not get lost. Let's keep looking at human sacrifice. So in the past, they would sacrifice workers and warriors, stuff like this. But now if you look at our current day, you have people sacrificing themselves big time with pharmaceuticals. Big time pharmaceuticals, big time ideological sacrifice, Now, I'm speaking, like I said, this is just an introduction, folks, because once I start doing a lot more research, I'll be able to give a lot more direct dialogue onto what all these processes mean. So to wrap it up though, what I think it could mean is, what is the benefit? Is it simply a spiritual thing where it's like, oh, like I said, this is where I think it's two things. I think mass human sacrifice is broken up into two main categories, which is there's a meaning to it, or it's meaningless sacrifice. There's only two paths, two big paths before you start breaking it down into a ton of little paths. The two main paths for human sacrifice now and throughout all time is, was it worth it? Or was it not worth it? Did it mean something, or did it mean nothing to nothing? Was it simply just control, or was it actually a deep ritual? Because if sacrifice is a deep, deep human spiritual ritual where you need to do it, you need to continue, well, then I need to really step back and look, which I hope when my research is done that human sacrifice had some meaning and deep and depth, and I can get behind it. I can understand, like, sure, makes sense. But my skeptical side says, it's hard to see what that meaning could be. So that's an introduction to the human sacrifice. So now we're going to get into a little bit of audio here.
Factsverse presents 25 cultures that practiced human sacrifice. As horrible as it may sound, there are many cultures who do practice human sacrifice, or at least used to. Many of these cultures believed that it was the only way to please the gods who were responsible for crops, weather, and other ways to sustain life. We have 25 cultures that practiced human sacrifice. China. Human sacrifice was practiced in China for thousands of years. A 4,000-year-old cemetery was found in northwestern China, and the archaeologists involved in the dig found hundreds of tombs. Many of the tombs are believed to hold human sacrifices. One of the victims was no older than 13. By the time China became unified, human sacrifice had stopped. City of Ur. The ancient city of Ur is located in modern-day Iraq, and it's where the Great Death Pit is located, and it contained the remains of 68 women and 6 men. It's believed these people were all sacrificed. Mound 72. Cahokia is a city near modern-day St. Louis, and it flourished from 1050 to 1200 AD. In this area, archaeologists found a 10-foot mound known as Mound 72. The mound is very complex, and it held the bodies of people who had been sacrificed in a series of episodes. In the first, 52 women between the ages of 18 and 23 were found who appeared to have been malnourished. In another episode, 39 men and women were found who were clubbed to death. Inca child mummies. The Inca people flourished during the 15th century AD and often practiced child sacrifices. Archaeologists found mummies of children around the Andes. According to researchers, the children were fattened up with a diet of maize and dried llama meat, and then they were sacrificed. Maya sacrifice. On special occasions, the Maya people practiced human sacrifice. Many of the victims were prisoners of war, and the sacrifices took place in the temples. According to researchers, Maya ball games would end with members of the losing team being sacrificed. ancient Israel. The Hebrew Bible mentions human sacrifice being carried out by the Israelites on several occasions. The most popular biblical story is of Abraham, who was told by God to sacrifice his son Isaac. Before he completes the task, though, God tells Abraham that he was only testing him and that his son can live, and then he supplies a lamb for Abraham to sacrifice. The story is in the book of Genesis if you want to read it. Aztec Civilization. The Aztec civilization in Mexico flourished during the 14th and 15th centuries. Archaeologists have found evidence that indicated that human sacrifice occurred during that time. Ancient Egypt. In ancient Egypt, over 5,000 years ago, human sacrifice was common. Human sacrifices have been found by the graves of early pharaohs. Over time, the practice was phased out. Stonehenge. The skeleton of a man was found buried in a ditch at Stonehenge. Archaeologists believe that the 5-foot-10-inch man that was found there was a victim of human sacrifice. Itobashira. Kamikaze pilots would often try to crash their planes into Allied ships in this area during World War II. The people did sacrifice their own lives, but it's still considered human sacrifice. Hawaii. In Hawaii, human sacrifice was popular up until the late 19th century. It's believed that people were clubbed to death by elite members of the island to control the population. Archaeologists have found that temples in Hawaii were built with altars where human sacrifices took place. They also sacrificed animals. Ancient Romans. According to ancient Roman writers, human sacrifice was very common during Rome's early history. When the Romans were defeated in the Battle of Cana in 216 BC, they resorted to human sacrifice. Greeks sacrificed to Zeus. Text and archaeological remains indicate that the ancient Greeks practiced human sacrifice. In 2016, a 3,000-year-old skeleton of a male teenager was found at an altar dedicated to Zeus. Moche sacrifice. The Moche people once lived in Peru, and they frequently practiced human sacrifice. In a temple that is now known as Hoca de la Luna, the remains of dozens of sacrificed people were discovered. Dahomey Kingdom. The rulers of the West African Kingdom of Dahomey often practiced human sacrifice. By some accounts, there were over 1,000 people who had been sacrificed. Modern-day researchers believe that this number is much lower. Celtic sacrifices. The Celts thrived in Europe and the Middle East during ancient times. Ancient Roman writers claim that the Celts practiced human sacrifice on a large scale before converting to Christianity. The sacrifices were carried out by the Druids. The Nazca. The Nazcas are famous for constructing the Nazca lines, which are thousands of geoglyphs scratched in the desert floor. They're also known for practicing human sacrifice. Archaeologists have found the remains of trophy heads. Viking sacrifice slaves. When a Viking slave owner died, their slaves were often sacrificed. The remains of many sacrificed slaves were found in Flakstad, Norway. Carthage infants. Carthage is an ancient city that's known today as Tunis in North Africa. Archaeologists have found thousands of urns which held the cremated remains of infants. It's believed that these infants were sacrificed, however, there are different theories. Mongol invaders. The Mongols controlled a vast territory from East Asia to Europe about 700 years ago. It's believed that during this time they practiced human sacrifice. Prehistoric Europe. A study was published in the Journal of Current Anthropology in 2017.
Lurak,
in the report, researchers described the evidence of human sacrifice. Most of the evidence found proved that many of the remains found did not die naturally. Researchers believe that they have found proof of human sacrifice. Ancient Korea. Archaeologists found evidence in May of 2017 that human sacrifice was common in ancient Korean kingdoms. They found two skeletons beneath the wall of Moon Castle that dated back 1,500 years. It's believed that these people were sacrificed. Indus Valley Civilization. The Indus Valley Civilization was located in what we know today as Pakistan. Images and text discovered in the area show that human sacrifice was often practiced. One image was of a kneeling person with a human head on a stool. India funeral pyres. There is an ancient Hindu ritual called Sati, where a woman chooses to leap onto the funeral pyre of her husband after he died. Today, the practice is outlawed. Tanzania. In the East African nation of Tanzania, albinos were often sacrificed. These people without pigment in their skin or hair were seen as unholy. It is an ongoing problem even today. Subscribe for more.
Human sacrifice is a noble tradition that has been going on since the dawn of civilization. Whether it's to make your king happy, appease the gods, or just a creative way of getting rid of an annoying neighbor, you can bet that a classic heart-stealing, skull-splitting sacrifice will get the job done. So let's take a look at how different societies used to willingly depopulate themselves for the greater good. Imagine you spend most, if not all of your life serving one guy. The Pharaoh. Well, one day he just keels over from choking on a scarab and you say to yourself, oh thank God, your years of servitude are over. Only to find out that the Pharaoh handpicked you and your buddies to serve him in the afterlife. To make matters worse, you look around to see all of your bros celebrating like Ra himself just showed up to the party. Are you fucking kidding me? You say to yourself as a sword is rammed into your delicate tummy. Your body is then mummified and you're entombed with Pharaoh and the boys for all eternity. This is basically how retainer sacrifices went. Since pharaohs were seen as gods in human form, they were treated as such, requiring countless servants to tend to their every need. Like a lot of civilizations, ancient Egyptians believed in an afterlife where you could continue to do what you do without the fragility of mortality. Of course, pharaohs didn't want to spend eternity having to do things themselves. That's for poor people. So, there were instances where pharaohs would arrange to have servants or even close family members sacrificed to accompany them into the next life. Evidence shows that those chosen for eternal untipped servitude willingly gave their lives as a sign of everlasting devotion to their pharaoh. Dumbasses. Examination of the bodies showed no signs of struggle or trauma, suggesting that they most likely cast themselves into the Shadow Realm sipping on an arsenic brewski. Retainer sacrifices were rare, and some of the only evidence of its practice dates back to the first dynasty of Egypt around 3000 BC, but it has also been seen in other ancient cultures like Sumerians and Chinese, though the practice seemed to have faded in popularity as time went on. My guess is the pool for volunteers dried up once they realized they could just be like, yeah, sure, Pharaoh, we'll be right behind you. Wink. Imagine you take the time to build a nice bridge to cross a pesky river. That's a nice bridge right there. But it suddenly gets washed away by a rush of water because rivers, am I right? Oh toots, you say, slapping your knee. But you don't let it get you down just yet. You can rebuild. And so you do, but damn it! Huh, looks like something really doesn't want you building a bridge there. The gods? A nature spirit? Poor structural integrity from a lack of engineering experience? Whatever the case, you're left with no choice. You have to reliably cross that river. Time to start sacrificing! Japan is no stranger to odd practices to appease spirits, and Hitobashira is one of them. Translating to human pillar, the practice was used to basically bless new construction projects with good fortune. Dang, this project is 3 weeks behind schedule. Well, in you go, Martha.
Sir, sir, the budgets have just been coincidentally increased. It's a miracle!
It was a common belief that disturbing the earth for means of construction would piss off the local spirits around the land, cursing the structure to an untimely demise. Well, that's not so great for the portfolio's ROI, so builders needed some insurance that their castles and bridges were going to at least have a few centuries of durability against some spooky specters. Victims, or volunteers, would be handpicked to sacrifice themselves to serve this greater purpose. In their sacrifice, they would become a guardian spirit for the structure, protecting it from natural elements or enemy attacks. To be honest, I'd give up my life so a Denny's could serve for all eternity. Famous sites that use some human reinforcement are the Maruoka Castle in Sakai and the Matsuejo Castle in Matsue. Those being sacrificed would be provided a small, comfy hole in which to be buried alive, forever entombed under or near the new construction. The practice was common up until the 16th century when people started to realize, yeah, that makes no sense, and declared it inhumane. Although, there is evidence that the practice continued up to the 20th century. I guess some traditions just don't die, but the people do. Mayans. Probably the first thing you think of when you hear human sacrifice in your everyday conversations. Decapitation, ripping out hearts, throwing people in pits, they had it all. Dating as far back as 250 AD, the Mayan people were big on human sacrifice as an ultimate offering to the gods if they really wanted something dire, be it fertility to save them from famine or rainfall to save them from drought. The unfortunate thing is that droughts and famine eventually subside naturally, so the Mayans never got a good feedback loop that their sacrifices were in vain. They really just kept doing it until their problems were solved. And to their credit, there was definitely no lack of imagination on how to lower their population density either. Those eligible for the privilege of getting sliced and diced onto the village charcuterie board were typically high-value prisoners of war from rival societies, as they were seen as a better offering to the gods. These smelly, unpopular captives would typically be forced into labor, building all of the structures that their friends just died for. Oh yeah, ritualistic offerings were also performed for things like new construction or appointing a new ruler. Nothing like breaking ground by shoving the shovel into your buddy's skull. Thanks, gods. The main goal of sacrifice was to extract blood from their victims as tribute. Of course, getting